Dear Mort, I've heard you say that adulterers have major character flaws and are morally bankrupt. If that is true, why would I want to restore my marriage to someone with those traits? A character flaw is always there, isn't it? No, a character flaw is not always there. Character in the context that you're using that word, not to be confused with how I use it in chapter 2 of my book, I'm defining it differently there, different context, but character flaw in the way you're using it is revealed in our choices, in our behavior, in our actions. You say in your sentence here that you've heard me say that adulterers have major character flaws and are morally bankrupt. It's not that they are morally bankrupt. It's that their actions reflect moral bankruptcy, and their actions reflect a significant flaw in their character as it currently stands, who they currently are. But of course we can change our character because we can change our behavior. And as we change our behavior, if the changes we make are consistent, then we carve a new character. What's the saying? Let me see if I can recall it. Sow an action, reap a habit. Sow a habit, reap a character. Sow a character, reap a destiny. So it all starts with new choices, new actions, new behaviors. And even though we might have certain inclinations as a result of our genetic makeup, as a result of the fact that we're, I don't know, ADD, as a result of the fact that we are particularly prone to sexual seductions, the fact that we might have certain inclinations based on the way we were brought up, how our parents treated us. I mean, there's a million factors that bear down on us and influence our sort of gut or natural reaction to things. But as you've heard me talk about at great length, we don't have to be victims to those inclinations. We can overcome them. We can subjugate those inclinations to our goals and values and make choices that begin to reflect the new character. I mean, you know, you say a character flaw is always there, isn't it? I mean, if that were the case, then you'd have to say that people can't change. But of course, that's ridiculous. Of course people can't. Of course people can change. You know, one of the interesting examples in world history, Stephen Covey likes to cite this example, is Anwar Sadat. I mean, he was raised in a, you know, hate Israel country, in a hate Israel culture. And for a good part of his life, you know, he adopted that attitude. And I don't know too much about him, but my guess is there were many behaviors that reflected hatred toward Israel. And yet, after being imprisoned and reflecting on that hatred, he realized that it was wrong, and that what he could do that would be good for the world and good for his country would be to make peace. And he changed, and he did that. It was a tremendous accomplishment. I don't mean an accomplishment in world history or in politics, but it reflects a tremendous strength of character and a tremendous accomplishment in his own personal life and development. And so, yes, they are. Adulterers are behaving in a way that is right now morally bankrupt. And you would not want to continue to be married for the rest of your life to somebody who continued to behave this way or treat you this way. Look, this is a very important point for every single one of you that are in the Lone Ranger track. I mean, you all, to some extent, must be asking yourself this question. Why in the heck, given the way this person is treating me and the way they're behaving, do I even want to try to save this marriage, and why would I want to be with this person? The answer to that question is, you would want to be with the person that you know is underneath there. You would want to be with the person that you used to be married to. I don't mean in a previous marriage. I mean the person that you know is there, but they got lost somehow. They've made some mistakes. They've tripped and stumbled. They've They got seduced. Who knows what happened? But they could come back. And all of your time and your effort and energy here is devoted not to saving the marriage you have now, so to speak, but it's to saving the marriage and transforming it to the marriage that you used to have or the one that you envision yourself having. That's why you're doing this. That's why you're putting in the time and the effort and the energy. And for a lot of you, quite frankly, if you were in the same situation a year or two from now, I would be the first one to tell you, pull the plug, get out. You're not supposed to endure this for the rest of your life. And this is a very important point because I think sometimes it's hard for you to appreciate, why am I doing this? What's wrong with me? Why would I tolerate this? You have to keep in mind that long term, you wouldn't. The only reason you're doing this in the short term, the only reason you're tolerating this in the short term is because you have a vision and you're hopeful that things could be dramatically different in the long term.